Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
And happy Grab Some Nuts Day.
Okay.
No, it is literally, officially, National Grab Some Nuts Day.
Okay.
So many nuts around here. You
well,
know, just to your right, to your left, just, you know, grab them. America full of crazy people.
Yeah.
I think that's not what they're talking about, though. Especially on planes, by the way.
Okay.
Have you seen this lately? The 17% of stewardesses have now reported being assaulted by a passenger since the beginning of the year. People are unhinged on these planes.
You know, there seems to have been a whole lot of stories. I don't know if it's just because we hear about it more and because people have got, you know, their cell phone cameras out and are taking video of stuff. But there seems to be a lot more disturbances on airliners. And it's like, I'm sorry, if I'm in a metal tube that's at 40,000 feet going 600 miles an hour and you want to show out, you know what? Me and a bunch of other passengers are going to take you down.
And that's exactly what's happening.
I'm not going to put up with that because, you know, you're putting everybody's life at risk. So if you want to show out, you better wait till you get off the plane. I'm just sorry. Just telling you.
All right. Well, I got your back, Lee.
All right.
But that's how they're all starting, though. One person makes a comment to the other.
Hit them in the head with a bag of nuts.
Oh, yeah. But that wasn't even the kind of nuts we're talking about. It's actually National Grab Some Nuts Day, which is to celebrate the healthy goodness of all kind of legumes.
Right.
Legumes, legumes, how do you say them?
I don't know.
Anyway, the protein, the vitamins, the minerals, the potassium, the iron, and so on. Celebrate it all. Have a handful of nuts every day.
Got a few pistachios and
I love pistachios.
And, almonds back there in the newsroom for this little snack later. So if you, I would be happy to share with you, Tara.
Okay. Well, thank you. Moving right along. Where we are today. Okay. Unbelievable report out from the Republicans on the origins of COVID, which the Democrats do not want to know. As far as they're concerned, Donald Trump cooked it up in the Oval Office. Or that's what they'd like to believe.
Yeah.
New report out from the Wuhan Institute on the Wuhan Institute of Virology from the Minority Report presented by Texas Representative Michael McCaul. And guess what? They say it has concluded that the virus leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology sometime just before September 12, 2019. So your humble host nails it again.
Uh-huh.
My first jail sentence from Facebook was for suggesting this thing had to be circulating at least since the fall of 2019. I'm not even a virologist, and I figured it out and got my first jail sentence for it. So I got that right. I'm batting 100% on this, unlike the CDC, the Center for Confusion and Disinformation.
No.
Yeah, all of them getting it wrong. Not me, not your humble host. Here we go. September 12th, 2019, concluding it leaked. There is no reason to even talk about wet markets anymore. We are done here. Here's an interesting thing about this, okay? When you look at what the Democrats are blocking right now in Congress in terms of getting to the bottom of this, it is truly chilling. Our former director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, came out last couple days and he said, look, I've seen all the intel on this. He was the highest ranking intel officer in our government under Trump. He said, I've seen the intel on this. And there is ample evidence that this thing came out of the lab and zero evidence it came out of the wet market. And he said, if you could see it, you would understand. Well, the Republicans sponsored a bill, got it through the Senate, 100%. Everybody voted for it. Goes over to the House. The Democrats kill it.
Yeah.
To unveil this intelligence. Democrats voted it down. What do they not want us to see?
The truth.
What do they not want us to see? I mean, it's a legit question at this point.
They don't want us to see the truth.
And that really makes me want to see the truth. What do they know? They know something.
We should always see the truth.
Not anymore. Not in this country. So that makes me think the only reason the Democrats would do that is because the Democrats were involved directly or indirectly in something that would be embarrassing here. That would be the only reason to do this. So you got that. Then you got Representative Greg Stubbe talking about this. He filed a bill, which the Democrats will not allow to come up for a vote, that allows Biden or whoever's president to negotiate settlement with China for damages. Democrats killed it. Again, why?
Well, and what would that? How much would that settlement be?
Should be trillions.
Oh, that's what I was just fixing to say. This should be something into the trillions of dollars.
Yeah.
I mean, tens of trillions of dollars.
They totally flambéed Trump for this. Just lambasted him. But China, let him off the hook. No big deal. Even if we've got intel showing it comes from the Wuhan lab, we'll just make sure the American people never see that. We'll vote to block it. What is going on here? Here's Representative Greg Stubbe.
I filed a bill last Congress that would have allowed the president to negotiate that because they are at fault for millions of people across the world from dying and all of the expense that we've seen, the shutting down of the economies, people losing their jobs, people on unemployment, all of that cost. I had a bill that would allow the president to negotiate that with China, either for them to pay us financial damages to our country that were caused by them not keeping this in their lap. And in their borders. But of course, the mainstream Democrats and the Democrats running the House don't want to move that bill.
Total protection for China from the Democrats for some reason.
Gee, can't imagine why.
This should be a major campaign issue. Yep. I mean, again, former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who was also the former head of the CIA, said, look, there's 71 other labs, including the Wuhan lab. So 72 total. Still doing bioweapons research on coronaviruses in China. That is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And if China gets the idea that the Democrats will just protect them, no matter what leaks out of those labs, comes out of those labs, or is deliberately released from those labs, that puts the entire world in danger.
Well, but see, the thing is, the Democrats just don't have the Democrats to negate that. They have social media. They have the mainstream media to protect them. And if you have Republicans or conservatives, libertarians, whomever, or even other Democrats who want to criticize this, talk about this, point to this, they'll be canceled out or they won't be allowed to advertise or, you know, whatever other punitive action that the media and big tech can take against them.
Yeah. I mean, that's... it's where we are. And we're not allowed to get to the truth anymore, even if it puts humanity itself in danger. Meanwhile, I got to tell you this. For all these people who, and this was real for my family, my father-in-law was ill and then eventually died in a nursing home. Couldn't visit him, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't see him because, the COVID was so dangerous. Yeah. But Barack Obama can have a 500-person birthday party. Do I have that straight?
Well, of course, you've got that absolutely right. Yeah.
So your 90-year-old aunt's going to have to die without a hug or any kind of human contact. But Barack Obama, he's fine. It's cool. It never spreads at Democrat events. It doesn't.
No.
Only Republican events.
Exactly.
But Trump, can't have campaign rallies.
No.
It's unbelievable. And then you look at Lollapalooza?
Oh, yeah.
Did you just see that?
That's just like in Chicago.
Yeah.
I won't go there.
I guess I don't feel like wearing a mask today, so I think I'll go where Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is and not wear one because she didn't, while telling everybody else to wear a mask.
And, of course, then you have the D.C. mayor.
Oh, she is a piece of work.
Yeah.
Within 24 hours of mask mandate, she is at her own birthday party, surrounded by people, no mask. She's at a wedding, surrounded by people.
Officiating at a wedding.
Officiating, yeah. No mask, and no social
holding
distancing.
Holding hands with the bride-to-be.
Yeah, sure, why not? Did you see any hand sanitizer? No, I did not.
No.
But they want you to panic, though. Yeah. And these are the people who will sneer at you if you don't go along with their dictates while they don't go along with their dictates,
right.
And they accuse you of being anti-science.
The laws are for thee and not for me.
Speaking of which, and just to put all this in perspective, right, because perspective is sorely lacking in our society. It's one of the ways the media lies to us. This is a great perspective. Do you realize you are substantially more likely right now, in terms of death, right? If you're going to go to D.C. and die, you are significantly more likely to be shot and killed in D.C. Right. Than to die of COVID.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure Chicago and D.C. and probably even Atlanta
is
probably more likely.
This is Fox News this morning.
Like, why all of a sudden are we so concerned about,
Wait, that was the wrong one. I'll have that coming up anyway. Yeah. But the Fox News, they actually pulled the deaths for the last month, and they pulled the COVID deaths for last month. And I think it was like 11 shot dead and 3 died of COVID. So what this tells me is, forget to mask. I need
Kevlar.
To stay at a DC. Kevlar, yes! Kevlar. Because Crash and I are going to DC. He's so excited. He is so into history and politics and stuff. He's out over the moon. But you know what? Under Trump, me and my other son, we were able to go to the White House.
Mm-hmm.
Biden's got that locked down. You can't go to the White House right now, mask or no mask.
Well, just jump the fence and run up there.
Yeah. You'll see how that goes on the news, won't you? Before I even get back, you'll know all about it. I don't think it'll go well.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning, y'all. Well, woke is literally everywhere. And you really, so much of this stuff is inappropriate for kids, and it is coming literally out of your television screen. The days when you could park your kid, and I didn't do this, but some people do, that a necessity of working. Park your kid in front of the television and turn your mind off and think that they're not going to become what you see on television. Those are over. Did you see this? Okay. The Muppet Babies cartoon has unveiled, not Gonzo, remember Gonzo? But Gonzarella, a cross-dressing female. Here we go, folks. Disney Junior's Muppet Babies. Latest episode is entitled Gonzarillo, where Gonzo is going to a party with the other Muppets and all the girls are wearing dresses. Gonzo's a boy, but Gonzo wants to wear a dress too. And the girls tell him he can't. But then they apologize after seeing how lovely he looks when he shows up in that dress. Gonzarella. And how they were wrong not to accept him the way that he is. Or something. They will not stop. They are going to, look, they aren't going to give kids a chance to grow up and have these conversations when it is appropriate. It has got to be rammed down their throat at an early age. So in the episode, Miss Piggy and her friend Summer are planning a royal ball, asking everyone to dress up for it. While looking in the royal handbook, Gonzo sees a picture of some princesses and exclaims, wow, get a load of that dress. I'd love to wear a dress. Of course, they tell Gonzo he can't wear a dress, but then he shows up and they see how beautiful he is in the dress. And they're all blown away and they're glad that Gonzo wore the dress.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, look, it's a mysterious new princess.
Ooh, mysterious princess.
I'm Princess Summer. What's your name?
You can call me Gonzarella.
Hi, oh, Gonzarella.
Gonzarella.
Well, we're happy to have you, Gonzarella. And your dress is simply fabulous. Let's all greet each other with a princess curtsy.
Sure.
Yep. Space where you can go just to keep the kids innocent. Just like, look, we're going to not talk about this right now. We are going to let you have a childhood. That space is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. All right, so Lindsey Graham, our senator, took the completely effective and totally safe vaccine that everyone should have. He did. And found it wasn't quite so effective as they said. Testing positive for COVID with symptoms after being fully vaccinated. Now, he says at the time, at this time, he says, I feel like I have a mild sinus infection. And at present, I have mild symptoms. He says he will be quarantining for 10 days. Yeah. So this is after 2 weeks. Folks, I'm not over this yet. I just can't wrap my mind around what happened last week. We had literally 2-3 weeks of on a loop, endless propaganda from the mainstream media and the CDC. That it is, you know, pretty much only the vaccinated who are getting sick. If you get vaccinated, pretty much only the unvaccinated getting sick. If you get vaccinated, you're fine. It's almost 100% effective. I mean, it is. You're just not going to get it. And Joe Biden even telling us you're not going to the hospital. And then we find out the whole time. This is what's so pernicious about this. In their own internal documents, they're acknowledging, yeah, the vaccinated spread it as much as the unvaccinated. While they are, folks, going on television and telling us the opposite. And they get cool flat busted when when the Washington Post gets a copy of their internal documents saying, yeah, we know that the unvaccinated and the vaccinated spread it at the same rate. And nothing happens. We're told, no, you must follow the science. Well, the scientists that we're told to follow are liars. We now know internally they knew what they were saying on television for the last 3 weeks is absolutely untrue. Flat out lie. They were writing the opposite in their internal documents while going on television, including Dr. Rochelle Walensky. And telling us, no, this is totally the unvaccinated spreading it. The vaccinated aren't spreading it. And they knew the whole time they were. And there's no penalty. There's no penalty other than them doubling down on you have to believe whatever they say. Why should I? Why should I believe it? You just got cold busted lying to me. And that begs the question, what else are they lying about? Are they telling us the truth about anything? Coming up, did you wear those masks? Of course you did. At some point, you probably had to put it on to do something you wanted, even if it was only to go to the doctor, right? You know, the surgical masks, the cloth masks. Wait till you hear who just admitted they don't work and they never did. I'm going to give you a hint. It's one of the very people they have held up and told us we must listen to because they are the embodiment of science. They're living science, walking and breathing science. They don't even need to do studies. Whatever they proclaim is instantly science. Wait till you hear this. All that time you wore a mask was for nothing. And we know that now. Coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You wore that mask because they said you had to. You were never really convinced it worked, though, were you? Even my, at the time, 8-year-old son, Crash, when he had to put one on, he hated wearing it. He'd go into Walmart with me. He said, "Mommy, this can't possibly work." He's 8. He said, "Look at the sides. It's all open." I know. I said, "It doesn't work. It's just the costume." What gave me that idea? The side of my mask box. Took the picture, posted it to Facebook. It said that while it could stop droplets, it's one of those surgical masks, it couldn't stop viruses. It says right on the side of the box. I put the picture on Facebook. It was the first time I went to Facebook jail. Lost my page for 3 days. Even though it was the actual side of the mask box. Did you kind of suspect they didn't work? The cloth masks? The surgical masks? They never did. And the CDC would eventually admit that. Remember, after a year of this, of demonizing anybody who said anything bad about a mask, like, hey, it doesn't seem like this would really be effective. Oh, banned on Facebook. Science denier. We finally had the admission from Anthony Fauci that actually needed to wear two. And then the shocking question from CNN, do you have some studies showing that? CDC produced one a week later. NBC News covered it, admitting that more than half the particles that cause COVID get through cloth and surgical masks. They're pretty terrible for protection. When did that study come out? Anybody remember? February 10th, 2021. Yet today is the 3rd of August and we are still pretending that cloth masks work, that surgical masks work. Why? Because all we do as a country is pretend and then pretend some more and then deny science and pretend some more. So I thought you'd find it interesting to hear from Joe Biden's top COVID advisor on CNN, Michael Osterhoff, and what he says about those masks. You'll find it shockingly similar to what your host has been telling you for a long time and to what you always suspected. Now, he's talking about the cloth and the surgical masks and how long they've all been pretty much useless. Now, as I play this, remember, the mask guidance that has been put out right now, kids have to wear masks. Why? They're useless. You should wear masks. We should have masks. There has to be masks in Congress. Do not specify a KN95 or an N95. They do not. It's any kind of mask. Why is that? When Joe Biden's own top COVID advisor just admitted on CNN, those cloths and surgical masks didn't really work. They never did.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're...
Wait. I'm sorry. I'm going to play that again just for fun. Because so many of you texted me and said, you're trying to kill people by telling them masks don't work. You're trying to kill... What was that again, sir?
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need
yes,
to talk about better
you.
Masking. We need to talk about N95 respirators, which would do a lot for both people who are not yet vaccinated or not previously infected, protecting them, as well as keeping others who might become infected, having been vaccinated, from breathing out the virus.
Okay. Unlike the Center for Confusion and Disinformation, otherwise known as the CDC, your humble host has nailed every part of this. And I'm not even a virologist. I don't even have a medical degree. And you know what that tells you? Those who do have been lying to you this whole time. They knew. They knew. Here's Dr. And for you doubters out there, in case anyone doubts, I nailed this part. And so far, I've gotten every part of COVID right. Every single part. All of it. Wasn't hard to do if you seek real information and don't believe our lying government. They lie constantly. Here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb. He is not just some guy. He is the former head of the FDA. And he's on CNN. And he's explaining the same thing. Those surgical masks, the cloth masks, that even my 8-year-old's like, Mom, this I don't see how this would work. It's got gaping holes. And the answer to that was shut up. Shut up. For a year. Stop science denying what my 8-year-old could see so plainly. Finally admitted by an actual adult with a medical degree, Dr. Scott Gottlieb on CNN last week, saying, yeah, those surgical and cloth masks, they never worked.
That means if you want to derive protection, if you as an individual want to protect yourself from this virus, mask quality does matter. And wearing a higher quality N95 or KN95 mask is going to afford you more protection. If all you're doing is wearing a cloth mask or a procedure mask, you're going to cut down on the propensity of you to spread the virus to others. So you'll reduce the odds that you could spread the virus to others if you're one of those people who has a mild or asymptomatic infection and doesn't know you're infected. But if you actually want to derive protection from other people being infected around you, mask quality does matter. So people should look for higher quality masks. And there's ample supply right now. In the beginning of this epidemic, we didn't have enough N95 masks. Now we do. People can go out and get them, especially if they're more vulnerable.
Fauci lied for a year about this. He did. He lied for a year about this. Now, here's some more Dr. Scott Gottlieb from CNN. He says, so, you know, in certain instances, you should wear a mask, but they're not really necessary. Wait, what? The former head of the FDA said that on CNN? Mm-hmm.
Whether or not that should then translate into general guidance for the entire population that if you're vaccinated, you should wear a mask, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that we're going to get enough bang for our buck by telling vaccinated people they have to wear masks at all times to make it worth our while. I think we're further into this Delta wave than we're picking up. I've been saying that for weeks. I think, you know, in another 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be through this. This new guidance will have a negligible impact on that. I think much more prudent guidance to people would be that if you're vaccinated, you're in a high prevalence area, you're in contact with the virus, you think you might have the virus because you have mild symptoms of it, be prudent, get tested, maybe wear a mask, especially if you're around a vulnerable person. That should be the bottom line guidance we give. Right. CDC, I think, is having a challenge measuring this right now.
Amazing. Amazing. So the whole time, I mean, yesterday I took one of my kids to the pediatrician. Oh my gosh, it's crazy there. I mean, it is like World War Z there. I tell you what, they won't let you wait in the waiting room. You got to wait out in the car. That was hard because my AC is only working like half working right now. I got to get it fixed. So we're covered with sweat by the time we come in. I told him, I was like, look, there's nowhere we can come in and sit because we're so hot out here. No, how to sit out there? We walk through the door. And they hand us, guess what? A surgical mask. Tell us again, Biden's top COVID advisor, Michael Osterhoff, did those surgical masks ever work again that they made us wear?
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to.
So the idea, folks, that doctors are really up on this or really understand it. I really get that the mask is just an accessory if you're using surgical or cloth. It's an accessory. It's a party favor. It's not real. And you really have to question what your doctor said about it. You have to really seek out real information because doctors are even misinformed. So there it is. Have at it, trolls. If you're going to take me down on this one, you got to take down Trump. You got to take down Biden's top COVID advisor. You going to argue with him? Are you going to accept that the last 2 years almost has been COVID pandemic theater with costume that did not work required? And they are only just now telling us the truth. Of course, I told you a long time ago that you had to go N95 to get any protection. Anything else was useless. Nailed it. That's why you listen to this show. Want to know the truth? Months and sometimes years in advance. This is where you keep it tuned. 106.3 WORD. Text your rights, Terry. You go, girl. You got it right. I am right there with you. You were right the entire time. Masks don't work. Well, specifically, what the Biden administration has now admitted here is that surgical masks and cloth masks do not work. Never did. Unbelievable. So it was a costume. Again, don't get mad at me, trolls. Take it up with the Biden administration. Not me. It's Biden's top advisor. Dr. Michael Osterhoff. Masks don't work. They never did. So you wore them the whole time for nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing. You needed a KN95 or an N95 the whole time. And they lied to you. Is there anything they haven't lied about, honestly, this whole time? Nothing comes to mind. Maybe I'll get something. Maybe I'll recall something. We got a Prisma employee on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
I just wanted to let people aware that some of the hospitals in our surrounding area, I have a friend that actually sent a picture of what's on their website, sometimes what employees get, that they're now mandating in Self Regional in Greenwood that they need to start getting vaccinated before August the 30th. You can exempt out if you're religious, pregnant, or medical issues. I also hear another employee was saying they know someone in EdMed, and they're starting to get something ready for mandating employees to get vaccinated. To me, I just think that's just unfair because I worked at a COVID hospital and the whole year I did not get COVID, and I was in there in the front line and they praised us for it. And now we're being forced to get a vaccination that doesn't completely work. And I feel disheartened as an employee that now I'm being not that Prisma has announced anything at this time, but that we could. And I just think that everyone should know what could be coming. We know other large companies are forcing mandate. And if we don't stick together and say, you know, this isn't fair for you to force people to do something that doesn't fully work, then why are we doing it?
And it's not has no FDA approval.
Exactly.
First of all, I want to thank you for doing that, for, you know, working that whole year without the COVID vaccine. I mean, that gives me chills when you said that. That is so selfless and so brave and so awesome. So thank you so much for doing that for our community.
Thank you.
It's really cool. Let me ask you this question. I'm just curious because, you know, Rahm Emanuel was talking about this the other day with healthcare workers on CNN, you know, that he can't believe 30% are unvaccinated. They refuse to get a vaccine. What are you hearing?
Right.
What is in the minds of these people? I'm just curious.
For the minds of the as far as them trying to get us vaccinated.
Well, no, the 30% who are in health, you know, they're in healthcare, so they're presumably more informed than other people, but they won't get the shot. What do you think that they're?
Because I think we're more educated and we kind of understand the lingo and especially for ones that have been around there, because if it was so contagious, if people worked around there in a year, why didn't some get it and some didn't? You know, it passed our mind, like, if it was so contagious for why, you know, why if you worked in there for a year, why did you not get it? I know they're trying to push us. I know they're trying to get in the hospitals where they want the hospital employees to be at 85% vaccinated. And they're, you know, they're emphasizing that on our employee communication through our emails and stuff. I'm just not comfortable with putting something in my body at this moment that's not fully, it hasn't passed FDA, and I just feel like, I don't have control, that it's just that all these companies are now forcing employees, either you lose your job, you can't pay, you cannot put food on your family table, or you can lose your house. But, you know, these people can turn around and say, you know, what else do I do? I'm forced to. I can either lose my job, and if I go work somewhere else, it's only going to trickle down. Other companies are going to force it. It's just going to be this. Everybody waits. All these companies wait to see what's happening. Okay, what is other companies? Oh, okay, well, now, okay, well, this company did it, this company did it, this company did it. Let's just follow line. Now.
And I have to stop you because we have a hard break here. I know you are speaking for so many people right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.